Good morning. Today, we want to share about the greatest commandment. Matthew records an interesting encounter that Jesus had with an expert lawyer who asked him, "What is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus answered him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." The greatest commandment as we see it is a dual rule: to love God totally and to love one's neighbor. Bible scholars have brought out a wonderful insight. And they say the combination of these two commandments actually is a total combination of the Ten Commandments. The first four commandments talk about our attitude to God, and the sixth commandments talks about our attitude to our neighbor. He gave himself totally to us. His only son, Jesus Christ, was given so that we could be free from the bondage of sin and Satan. In deep gratitude and awe, we owe him our entire life and our allegiance forever. But how do we show forth the love of God in a concrete, tangible manner? By doing what the other side of the greatest commandment says: love your neighbor. 1 John 3:17 to 18 reads, "If anyone has material possession and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Further, John says, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his, her brother or sister." All around us, wherever you may be placed, there are those in need. How do we show our love to them? Hospitality, being warm and loving, accepting them, welcoming them. Presence. Sometimes giving your presence is all that is needed. Empathy. Empathy is about showing that you care for someone, that they are safe around you, and that you really want the best for them. Let us open our lives and be there for them in times of need. And this can have such far-reaching effects. And above all, this brings glory to God our Father. May God bless you and enable you to be kind always.